And it is time for People in Your Neighborhood. And, of course, as we do every other Thursday, we check in with the folks over in Fort Pierre. Joining me this morning, Shane Cramey with the Fort Pierre Chamber. Shane, a busy weekend coming up across the river there.
Yeah, we have a lot of things going on over in Fort Pierre. And thanks for having me this morning. I'm stepping in for Mayor Hansen. So, yeah, we'll just get things started off. I'd like to remind everyone of the upcoming homecoming festivities in Fort Pierre. Of course, there'll be a pep rally to take place, and that'll be tomorrow, and it'll begin at 1:15 at the Parkview Auditorium. And stop over to see all those great skits. Those kids work hard, and the parents work hard to bring you some entertainment. And then afterwards, the homecoming parade will begin around 2:30, and it'll make its way downtown, down Deadwood Avenue. So stop on over there and take a look at all those floats those kids work hard on, and enjoy the festivities. Then around 5 o'clock, they're going to have the burger feed right there at Ole Williamson Field, the new sports complex. The Booster Club will be putting that on, so stop by and get yourself a burger and some chips and enjoy those tailgating festivities and get ready to welcome the Redfield Pheasants to town, as they're going to they'll be the opponent for Stanley County. So everyone stop over there and enjoy those festivities. Should be a great day.
Absolutely, and of course, really, I find it fun because, of course, Stanley County, their mascot is the Buffaloes.
Yes.
And Redfield is the Pheasants, basically the state's two main icons.
Yeah, make interesting opponents, won't they?
Taking on a nice challenge. But besides the homecoming going on Friday, we've got another big event happening over there.
Then on Saturday, we're going to roll right, going to keep the fun rolling on. On Saturday, we're going to have Bucking on the River. That'll be at the Stanley County Fairgrounds. They are going to open the doors about 4 o'clock. There's going to be some great entertainment. They're going to have the Ranch Bronx, the Bull Riding, the Businessmen Steer Wrestling, and Mini Bronx, of course. That's become a great event. Watch those young participants ride those small Bronx. And then after all of the exciting rodeo action, they're going to have Trey Lewis in the Expo Center. Going to get him all set up, get things taken care of. So you can check out their Facebook page, contact Blake Paxton, and just come on over to Stanley County Fairgrounds and enjoy all those activities. Everybody works very hard to bring these things to town. Lots of great sponsors, and then just enjoy those activities.
And absolutely. And, of course, after this weekend, you know, it was busy this weekend, but a lot more stuff going on over there in Fort Pierre.
So we're going to have the Butch Davis auction will take place at the Expo Center, and that will be on September 28th. That'll begin at 11 a.m. Visiting with the auctioneer yesterday, going to be lots of great items, some vehicles, pontoon boats, and lots of various items. And, of course, there'll be concessions on site. You can stop over and get yourself something to eat and partake in those live auctions. Always a good time, and see what they've got to offer.
Shane, anything else we want to cover today before we head out the door?
Hey, I want to talk about Fort Pierre horse racing. That's going to happen on October 4th and 5th. We're going to let you in the Stanley County Fairgrounds and open the doors at 11. You can come in and get your food and refreshments and get ready to welcome those horses into the paddock about 12:30. Enjoy the great fairgrounds, experience great food, beverages. We're going to have kids stick horse races. We're going to have some gift card drawings, and I encourage all of the ladies to wear their best horse racing hat. We'll have a little contest, maybe some gift cards available to the winners of that, put you out on the racetrack and do a little judging, and just enjoy all those festivities. We're going to have about $100,000 in purses and prizes available for those horsemen, and just enjoy those equine athletes. It's our 77th anniversary. Want to say thank you to all our great sponsors and supporters. Help us keep horse racing alive in South Dakota.
Absolutely. The only thing we want to hopefully have is great weather for it. So.
Well, I'll leave that up to you. We'll do our best, and we're going to have a good time at the Stanley County Fairgrounds.
Absolutely. So again, Shane, if folks want to check out these events and more, where can they find it online?
You can go to the Fort Pierre Chamber website, and there's a calendar on there, and we're all coordinated in Fort Pierre with that calendar of events, so you can take a look at any of them. You can go to our Facebook page, Fort Pierre Chamber of Commerce, Fort Pierre Horse Racing. Take a look at everything, and you can Google it, and it'll all pop up. Just take a look and plan on enjoying all of the great activities, and say thanks again to all our sponsors and supporters for everything we do, and encourage everyone to get out and enjoy the great weather and all the excitement.
Again, talking with Shane Cramey with the Fort Pierre Chamber this morning here on People in Your Neighborhood. Of course, People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Becky Potts of State Farm Insurance. Shane, we'll check in with you next time.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate it.